Dear Ajahn Vasano, thank you for all the guidance and encouragement. Past months have been very busy and stressful for me. Now, as I begin to let my mind settle, I'm noticing lots of patterns of tension in my heart, diaphragm, belly, etc. These tensions sometimes make the breath an unpleasant object to stay with. Any advice? I think one of the things with especially in relationship to the breath, one is trying to stay with the breath oftentimes makes an unpleasant feeling around it. And it's more like, especially when there's tension in the body, then one can use just the rhythm of the breath in more of like a global way of the experience, and then letting the breath be something that is present, but you're not really trying to focus attention on it that much. And it's more like letting that wash through the body in order to relax and dissolve tensions that are there. Other ways are just by using the body going from the top of the head and just consciously just relaxing, just using, not trying to pay attention to the breath, not trying to focus attention on anything in particular as a single point of focus, but starting from the top of the head, and just visualizing the body relaxing, softening, going through the head, through the face, just paying attention to softening and relaxing, going through the shoulders, the back, the chest area, the abdomen, the lower back, the buttocks, the legs, the calves, the feet. It's almost like letting that perception of the body soften and relax. One can also almost like bring an image of, or a sensation, imagining a sensation of warmth, so that one is letting, because there's just with warmth there tends to be certain softening, kind of cozy kind of feeling, just letting that soften the body, and using, going up and down through the body, so that those kinds of tensions are able to be released. One can use a just using rather than a say like a body based meditation, using the meditations on loving kindness, bringing up those, and of course traditionally, and the first person that one directs loving kindness toward is oneself. It's like when we do the chant, "May I abide in well-being." May I, and to really take that in, and directing loving kindness toward oneself, bringing up that emotion of of kindness, of caring, and letting that come through the heart, through the body, using those phrases to let that attention sustain itself and a base of well-being, allowing that to establish itself.